The Earned Sick and Safe Leave Task Force has been meeting a number of times throughout the summer to encourage folks to offer their feedback on the idea of an earned sick and safe leave policy for the city, an ordinance for the city. And coming up tonight, or rather this evening, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at Community Action Duluth, it's the final listening session. The task force then is going to use the public's feedback to craft a final recommendation to the Duluth City Council. Laura Weintraub is the co-chair of the task force, and she joins us this morning to give us a little more information. Hey, Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about what this earned sick and safe leave is, in case folks aren't familiar with it. And then I'd be interested to know what kinds of feedback you've been getting and from whom.
Great. Well, the City Council put together this task force last year and asked us to look at whether the City of Duluth should adopt an ordinance that would require employers in the City of Duluth to provide earned sick and safe time for its employees. The issue that they're trying to address is that approximately 46% of Duluthians, working Duluthians, do not have access to this. So for many people, primarily those who work part-time and who tend to work in lower-wage jobs, often have to decide whether they go to work sick so that they can pay their rent or their car payment, or whether they stay home with a sick child. You know, if they have a broken leg, what does that mean if they can't, you know, perform their job? And that having the benefit of sick leave or safe leave in the case of if there's domestic violence and they need to go to court or they need counseling or to deal with some of the other issues that arise out of domestic violence situations, whether that's an appropriate thing for the city to be helping out with. So we've had nine listening sessions this spring, and we're having our third of the second round of listening sessions tonight. And we've heard from employers and employees across the city. We've heard about we've heard from teachers who discuss how not having earned sick and safe time impacts them. For example, they see older children staying home with their younger siblings so that mom can go to work to pay the bills. And then, you know, obviously you have several children then missing school instead of, you know, just the sick child, or the sick child, still coming to school. You hear from, people, who come to work, who often work in food service or with, the elderly or in healthcare where they themselves are not well, but simply can't miss the paycheck. We've also heard from a number of employers, some employers who already provided and indicate that it's been a great benefit for them, that they see much lower turnover and they have better retention rates and happier employees. Also from employers who express really legitimate concerns about the cost of adding this additional benefit and the complications that it presents, especially with part-time employees. So it's a complicated issue, and it's really important for the public to give us their feedback so that we can take that and fashion recommendations to the City Council that are specific to Duluth.
One of the things that we've noticed, I think that you notice, is that whenever social change is tied to economic change, when you talk about raising the minimum wage, for example, or working conditions, whenever social and economic change comes, it always comes at a cost. And it seems like the same arguments are made over and over again, either for it or against it. Is there a better way to manage this kind of change? Have we learned anything at all about how to manage this kind of social and economic change, or are we still kind of reinventing the wheel when it comes to the process?
I think that's a good question, and it's something that the task force is grappling with. How do we make sure that if there is an ordinance, and it's not our decision, that's the City Council's decision, that it has a positive impact for Duluth? And obviously, you know, whether we're viewed as business-friendly or not is something that's important. A number of employers have come forward and run scenarios with us about what it would cost. Employers who already have and provide these benefits have also provided us with what it has cost them and how they've managed it. So I don't think there is an easy solution for something like this. I don't think, and it certainly can't be one size fits all. And while we look at ordinances and statutes across the country, you know, Duluth is unique. And trying to find something for Duluth is our challenge and our task.
What is your sense of optimism or pessimism as you get ready to craft a recommendation for the city council now? Having had, it sounds like you've had excellent feedback from a broad spectrum of folks weighing in with a lot of additional information. How do you feel about your possibilities to craft something, as you say, that's specific to Duluth and also that the city council might accept it?
It's a big task. What I can say is that the task force is made up of people from a wide spectrum, and I think we've all been struck by, you know, the concerns of employers and the stories from employees, and it's a daunting task. I believe we will come up with recommendations that the city council can take action on, including, you know, changing things around. We've also already provided the city council with a number of options. So even if I believe that the recommendations that we will make will be something that the city council can act on.
Well, Laura, thank you so very much for taking some time to talk with us about it. Once again, we want to mention that there is a listening session from 4:30 to 6:30 at Community Action Duluth at 2424 West 5th Street. But there's also an online option. Is that right for folks who want to weigh in but they can't make the meeting?
Yes, and even if you do make the meeting, we would love additional feedback. The online survey is located on the City Council website. There's a special tab for the Earn Sick and Safe Time Task Force, and there's a link to the survey. It allows people to write in comments, and we read all of those comments, and they will impact how we make our recommendations. So it would be wonderful if we got lots of people to the website as well and to fill out that survey.
You bet. We'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find. And Laura, once again, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you so much.
Laura Weintraub this morning. She is the co-chair of the Earned Sick and Safe Leave Task Force.